Act 4. Hello, window that looks out at the beautiful sky that goes on and on forever. Hello, whole entire bathroom with a shower and a door of dignity. And hello to my own whole bed. We got into a two-person rehab room. It's like freaking Shangri-La. And hello to the cafeteria where I am now allowed to go. And hello to all the Starbucks coffee I want. What the fuck is that? That sound you are hearing is the rehab hospital bed alarm. Mom, I need you to stay in bed. Mom, just stay in bed. How do we turn this demonic sound down?
Day 11.
Hey, Sisterly, how's it going in LA?
It's pretty crazy here.
It's crazy. She's actually sleeping right now, thank God.
Something bad has happened between ICU and rehab. She's supposed to do 3 hours of physical therapy a day, which I'm like, yes, and she absolutely hates it. And then she pushed Charisse, it's one of the rehab nurses, not hard, but it's like aggressive. And then she's like super duper extra terrified and confused. She thinks that we've been kidnapped, like in a very real way. Like she's shaking and crying because she thinks we've been kidnapped.
The Golden Girls?
Yeah, I guess I can look to see if the Golden Girls is on TV.
Mother, I need you to stay in bed. I have to go. Mom.
Day 12. Hey, Sister B. Today was insane. We are wiped and going to bed soon. She did good, but I can't really talk right now. Yeah, I am giving her hugs and snuggles. Talk to you later. Day 13. Hi, Charisse. Is there any way we can turn down Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Doctor, when you ask me what happened, I'm confused how you want me to answer that.
I am so glad that you are here, but you are the third stroke specialist that has visited us, and I'm confused why what happened isn't in the chart. Because I've been influenced by HouseMD and Lorenzo's Oil and the Big Sick that if I say the right thing to the right person at the exact right time, this is just going to crack the case on everything. So my anxiety level about what I need to tell you, like what specific details you actually need to know, my anxiety around that is so high because it feels like what's at stake is the answer to dementia. So I don't know if you want that, the answer to dementia, or if you want the broad strokes, because I imagine if you want the broad strokes, that those are probably in the chart.
Hey, Sisterly. No, I have not been able to get the Golden Girls in the room.
Day 14. Dearest Sisterly, it has come to my attention that you would like me to show episodes of the Golden Girls to our mother while we are in the hospital because you think it's going to solve all the problems we are having here. This is a cease and desist letter on that request. I cannot find it on the television. I cannot stream it because this is a hospital and not a co-working space for fledgling entrepreneurs where Wi-Fi is just readily available. And please do not purchase a laptop, download the Golden Girls onto it, and ship it to us here at the hospital. While a delightful, lovely idea, our mother continues to think that we have been kidnapped by terrorists, and no amount of Dorothy's Born Act is going to help that. Thank you for honoring this request.
Day 15. I figured it out. We've got delirium.
Now, no one in the hospital mentions this to me, but I remember reading about it. Do you understand? No one says, Andrea, your mom is having delirium, and this is going to be confusing to you, and we're going to help you with that. No one said that to me. I just happened to remember somewhere in my brain a couple sentences about it somewhere. It's an acute disconnect from reality that is super extra dangerous for people with dementia. Apparently, people can become so disconnected from reality, they die. She's already died once, so I'm pretty tapped out on that experience. So I'm going to try and keep her in reality. So we go over family photos. That's your husband. That's your daughter. That's your other daughter. That's your son. That's your grandson. Okay, now who is that? That's your husband. Yeah, you're married. And who is that? That's you. That's your husband. That's your daughter. That's your other daughter. That's your son. That's your grandson. Okay, now who's that? That's your husband. Yes, you're married. And who is that? That's you.
It's like I'm reteaching her her life and I'm failing. Sister B in Bali leaves me a voice note that says she hopes I am
rubbing Mother's back and snuggling her because physical touch is very helpful for healing. She adds that if she were here, she would spoon Mother and make sure to tell her nice things in her ears if she were here.
Day 16. Dearest Sister B, it has come to my attention that you would like me to give our mother more hugs and snuggles and that you would like me to spoon her while whispering nice things about her in her ear. This is a cease and desist letter on that request. Our mother is shitting the bed anywhere between 1 to 5 times a day. As you stated, if you were here, you would be doing things differently. I welcome you, nay, I encourage you to book a flight from Bali to Southern Pines, figure out how to get into the hospital, and you can let her shit all over you while you spoon her and whisper sweet nothings in her ear all you would like. If you are worried that I haven't been dealing with Mother's bathroom habits, please know anything having to do with the bathroom is a nightmare, and that our last bathroom trip ended with me bawling because she almost fell over while shit was trickling down her leg. Thank you for honoring this request.
Day 17. It has hit me that I need to get in reality because she is way worse than before. And I'm going to have to figure out all this medical stuff and give these updates constantly because I'm control central and have people make annoying suggestions that I'm supposed to implement and then also figure out how to pay for care, which she's going to 100% need way more than before. And I feel like I'm doing a pretty damn good job handling all of this. And then the worst, most annoying thing happens.
Dearest Father, it has come to my attention that you have posted and tagged me in an absolutely hideous photo of myself on Facebook.
This is a cease and desist letter on that shit. As you can clearly see, I have a double chin, my arm is so fat, and my eyes are closed. From here on, I have approval rights of any photo you post of me on any social media platform in perpetuity and throughout the known universe. Thank you for honoring this request.
Day 18. Hey, genderbenders. Isn't it interesting when we discuss issues of gender that conversations of the public and the private sphere come into play? Let's just take me as an example right now. I am in a place that is both private and public. So we have a private room, but we really have no privacy, not really. And thank God we have no privacy. I wouldn't be able to do this all alone. Every time someone comes in that door, I am never like, we need privacy. I'm like, thank you, please come in. Help me, thank you.
Day 19,462. We're sitting on my mom's bed that looks out on the window and into all the sky, like we always do, shoulder to shoulder, holding hands. Aside from what Sister Lee and Sister B think is happening in the room, I'm always rubbing my mother's back or hugging her because I know that touch is healing and also because I care for her and want to make her comfortable. Everyone keeps saying what a sacrifice this has been. I didn't know my grandmother very well, her mom. I know she was small and she smoked constantly. I imagine that she's in the room with us, smoking, her teeth are on the counter, and she says to me, hey kid, thank you for taking care of my daughter. So no, there is no sacrifice here at all. I'm not even in the realm of sacrifice.
We have been told for certain, for the third time, we are leaving tomorrow. I'm sure that things will get better when we get home.
A bomb threat has been called into the ER. Rumor has it someone is trying to get into the hospital to see their loved one. I know exactly how lucky I am. I pack up all my belongings onto a cart, the clothing I never changed into, my skincare, my yoga mat, and on top of all of that, I pack my mother and we go home.